What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so let's talk about Wendy's weekend here,
yes,
man.
This was a big weekend right here.
She's been planning this thing for weeks now.
Yeah, last night was the big charity event. It was Dancing Stars of Atlanta, which is the whole Dancing with the Stars benefit, but it all went to Alzheimer's last night, and the event was spectacular. It was like Dancing with the Stars, except they had all these tables set up around the dance floor, so people were eating before the show, and it was just
cool.
A good nice. Time. There's lights. The stage was set. They had the panel of judges like in the front, so they were seated like normally on Dancing with the Stars. So it was to the T exactly like the show, which made me a little bit nervous.
Sure it is. I mean, now it's reality here. Yeah. I mean, this is really going to happen.
And remember when I did the challenge earlier doing the Kate Gosselin jive earlier, like maybe like a month and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
This was above and beyond that. Like this was probably more to the real deal. And I finally got to experience the pressure that all the contestants go through on a daily basis.
You were wearing that gorgeous, like tailor-made outfit for you, right?
The dress was awesome. I'll have to post pictures on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But the dress was just phenomenal. It's a $3,000 dress, I found out. Those dresses are expensive.
Unbelievable. See,
this is the kind of thing that...
Yeah, of course.
I was so stressed out. Everything I drank, everything I ate, I would just be like, you know, have to have a bib on at all times.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of thing that I think the stress of it leading up to it would have been more for me than the actual event itself.
It was.
You know, thinking about it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't eat very much yesterday at all. Maybe like a cracker because I was too nervous
to
think about the event. So, I mean, it was amazing last night. But, I mean, with part of the event was the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they were filming last night.
Wendy was part of this this event for Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
and they took some of the celebrities here in Atlanta, and they all danced against each other,
mm-hmm.
And it all went down last night.
It did.
And she has been thinking about this now for days and weeks.
And first, congratulations to the money you raised.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because I saw over the weekend that that little thermometer thing.
It finally go up.
It kept
finally
increasing,
went up.
So I think I got to about $4,000 after
That's incredible,
yeah.
Wendy.
Yeah, so it was
That's awesome.
The goal going into the weekend was to not come in last place.
Was not to come in last place. I did not come in last
place. Get a girl!
Yay!
Yay!
So fundraising, I did not come in last. So
she's number eight! Yes!
How many celebrities did participate?
There were 10 of us.
10?
So, yeah,
okay.
So 10
That's a big group.
Yeah, so there was a whole intermission, but the real highlight was that the Housewives were filming. The Real Housewives of Atlanta were filming last night, and this is their third season, so they're in the midst of it. But this thing is ridiculously scripted. I was just in awe of the production and how many people were around all these women just to make sure everything was going correctly. Like, I'm talking like it was like a triage. Like, there was another room where they're watching 5 different cameras and all of them are on the different women of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think there's going to be 7 of them.
Oh, really?
So I think there's 2 new cast members because I didn't recognize 2 of the girls, but they were obviously part of the thing. But when, because Sheree was in the show last night, she was one of the local celebrities. So when she would go around, the cameras following her. So she ended up in the bathroom. So they were having this big conversation with all her girlfriends in the bathroom as she's getting ready to go on and perform. And this was an hour before it even started. So they're filming scenes like she was going on like next, like talking to her friends and had...
Even though it was hours before she was going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
And they were having one of the judges come get her from the bathroom. So they're like, go, go, go. You got to go into the bathroom now. He's like, when do I, like, cueing him to go into the bathroom to get Sheree.
Oh, really?
To come out and do her performance.
So the producers are setting this every step.
Everything
every
up.
Scene huh. is set up. Like, every single scene. Like, when Sheree comes out from dancing, when she gets done performing, she's going to be greeted with all her friends. So they're like, we need to have all her friends backstage ready to go so they can greet her and tell her what a great job she did. And
to make sure they capture the spontaneity of it all.
Right.
It's
a lot of planning that goes into a spontaneous reality TV show.
Yeah. The real reactions, the real genuine hugs and conversations. Like, even like hugging like a friend seemed like over the top. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you did so great. It was, just, I mean, it was like slow motion.
Because regular people aren't actors.
No.
And when you ask them to act, it is apparent that they're acting, to me anyway.
Well, that's the irony of the whole thing. The contradiction, really, of the whole thing is that you're not supposed to be an actor, so you're supposed to be acting like yourself.
Right.
Right.
But you don't.
But you don't. Right. Right.
Yeah, you don't. But it's just how it's all planned and how many people are really behind it is insane. Where they tell you to stand, where they tell you to sit, and who to sit next to, and who to talk to, and when you're going to talk to this person next, or what are you going to be doing over in this corner. So it is really all set up.
And didn't you say you had you saw people recutting lines and stuff last week?
They had to recut. Well, then they would sit down. Different people who are around, like Sheree, during rehearsal over the weekend, had to re-sit down and reshoot. Just a conversation that they were having. So they had to do it twice instead of using the initial conversation. Does that make any sense? So a conversation that they had about Sheree before, obviously that wasn't what they wanted. So they had to sit down and redo it.
When I was, when the producers of that reality TV show came in here for Boys Club ATL, they had me recut a whole bunch of things in studio also. Like they would ask me questions. And then I would give them their answers, and he would say to me, okay, if you could just stress this part of it again more than the other part. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the question I had earlier when Wendy kind of teased about this, you know, because you talk about how Bert is, you know, in the running for Boys Club ATL. Does it make you feel better or less comfortable with it, knowing that they kind of script it and kind of set these scenes up instead of it being spontaneous? You know, like... That they're following the cameras, or the cameras are following you all the time, and you're not sure what they're going to use, as opposed to kind of knowing what they're going to use because they set all this up.
Right. I think I'm probably more insecure about it.
Okay.
I guess secure in one way in that I guess the final product, they want to be right, so they'll have you recut things. I don't think they're asking you to recut things that didn't happen. They're just asking you to say things that... perhaps would make better TV if you recut it a second time.
Which makes me think that I would know what to expect when the show came on.
To me, it would stress me out on scheduling. I'd be like, God, this is going to take so long.
Yeah.
Because you're not just living your life. You're shooting, it's like an additional job, where you're having, you know, oh, well, there's that scene. Okay, cut that scene again. Okay, cut that. You know, it's not like cameras are just following you living your life. You have to schedule out these times to shoot the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's what Kim Zolciak, that was the advice that she gave me too. She's like, this literally is a second job. Not only will you be on camera, but you have all sorts of scheduling problems there. But then you have to come back to a studio and you have to do those talkovers also to where you're watching the TV show and you're commenting on it. And they put that in the show as well. So that's another part of it that you got to do.
Those confessional shots, too, where they're just like on one person and talking about what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the question that I get more than anything else is what's going on with that reality TV show.
Yeah.
And I, these guys aren't buying it, but I promise you, I still have no idea where it is in production. One day, all five or six of us dudes sat down at a restaurant here in Buckhead. And the camera shot all of us, and everybody seemed real happy about it. And then it just sort of went away. Now, I have heard through the grapevine that it's being pitched to Bravo and to E! Maybe also. But nobody has approached me. No one's officially asked me still to be in it. I have no idea where it is in production.
I mean, we were at Stacey's birthday party Saturday night, and there was no cameras.
Imagine that.
So.
There should have been,
No, there shouldn't have.
That would have made for some great TV.
Yeah.
A few of those moments would have been captured for sure.
You really do have to sort of look at it like that. Okay, so let's say you were at my house on Saturday night, and I've got reality TV show cameras there. Where could they have followed you? There were probably some places they weren't allowed to go also. But what would they have picked on? Interactions between two couples or two people in a couple that might have been having a connection or maybe just talking closely to each other because the band was loud?
Yeah.
You never know.
Or a couple arguing or fighting or all the people getting pushed in the pool in their white clothes.
Yes. Oh. So it could have gone a lot of ways. A lot of ways. All right. So Wendy's video of her dancing hopefully later on today.
Hopefully.
Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah. We'll see if I can get my hands on the one from last night. If not, I'll definitely have the one from a rehearsal practice on Friday night.
Okay. And
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
That's a really big feat for you right there.
It was very fun.
Awesome.
Here, Bert Show. What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bird Show.
All right, so let's get to Mary here. Mary found something in her son's car, and she's not exactly, as a parent, sure how to handle it and wants advice from the Bird Show community.
Okay.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. You were on the voice disguiser, so nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
what you got?
I appreciate that. I really do.
All right, so what's going on? How old is your son?
Well, he's 26.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I know what the end of this is going to be, but okay, let's just do it. All right. I found a condom in his car about a week or so ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't said anything to him, but I have to. It's imperative. And, you know, I really need your advice as to how to go about that, how to address the situation. Okay?
Is it before or after you would need it?
Before. Oh, so, you mean like, oh, yeah.
Did it you
was,
find
that? Yeah, I found it in the package. Ugh, that was gross.
So no, it wasn't
it was
even
in the package.
Used. Okay, so it wasn't used.
Right.
Okay.
And he's 26 years old, you said.
Right. Okay. Here's the bottom line, okay?
Okay.
Quite frankly, I have a no premarital sex rule.
And oh, do you now?
Yes.
And is it just a real quick question, is he living in your house?
Yes.
Okay.
He's living at my home. He moved back after college. My daughter's here as well. She's 23. But, you know, he lives in my house. So this is the rule I have. He doesn't really have a curfew. He has friends over. You know, I don't really have a problem with 99% of everything. But this I have a problem with.
Well, it hasn't been used yet, so how do you know he's doing it?
Why else would you have it?
If a friend...
I mean, he's planning on doing it.
So like unless... maybe he's holding it for a friend.
Maybe he's engaged.
So, let me ask you this. He went away to 4 years of college and then came back?
Right.
And you don't think he was doing this at college?
Well, you know, I'm just this type of mother. Maybe he did it at college, out of sight, out of mind. I know mm-hmm. that doesn't sound intelligent, but that's the way I feel. And, you know, I mean, as long as he's living, you know, I hate to be the cliche, but as long as he's living in my house, and, you know, he needs to live by my rules. You know, that's the way it is. I'm feeding him. I'm doing his laundry. Ugh. This is the least he can do, my rules, or move out. I don't like it when he was at college and me having that thought, but I wasn't there.
404-741-Q100. Melissa, hey, Frowny, you went in on
yes,
this?
Yes, hi.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Now, I will say, yes, I don't. Of course, I've talked many times about how I'm not a fan of an older child living at home. I see where you're coming from, though. If you have a certain standard and someone's living in your house that's not living up to that standard, I see how it makes you uncomfortable.
Yes.
But he is a 26-year-old man. However, I have so many things in my head because a 26-year-old man is letting his mom do his laundry.
Right.
Is bothers me.
Well, see, mm-hmm. Melissa loves consistency, and this is not going to allow her to be consistent, because I've heard you say before on the air that you believe if you're living under your parents' rule.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that I see where she's coming from.
He's 26 years old.
He's a 26-year-old man living at home. I mean, he's not a man. He's not a man. But, you know, no offense, but he's not a man. He needs to get out and live his own life. And then once he's out, then you can be out of sight, out of mind. Because my mother's very conservative. But when we were in college and coming out of college, the one thing she said is, I don't want to know. I've done right. my job. I don't want to know anything that mm-hmm. y'all are doing, because just be responsible. And
right.
so I think that's what you, I mean, they're grown children, but you have to let them be grown children and not live in your house.
Right.
So your
right.
issue more is that he's living there.
Yes.
But her issue is she's got this condom. She's got this rule, these code of ethics. Does she address it with her son?
Well, the thing is that she, yes, because she does not want him having sex in her house. This is her house, her rules. And I do believe that if you're a grown man and you're letting your mommy do your laundry, then you get mommy to has the right to have a conversation with you about the condom she found in your car. If you want to be a grown man and want to be an adult, then move out of your parents' house, and then mommy doesn't have to do your laundry and tell you what to do with whatever.
What do you think?
You seem really, really, really smart. Can I ask you something? I mean, should I give him an ultimatum? And if I do, how do you go about enforcing something like that?
Well, my feeling is, if I was in your shoes and I really had a problem with what my child was doing, again, I wouldn't have a 26-year-old living in my house. But I would say, yeah, it's just a fact of I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not comfortable with not. I cannot not be your mom. I cannot not tell you what to do when you're living at my house.
Jen, where do you stand?
I just wonder what you think his reaction's going to be when you talk to him about it.
Well, I mean, it's not like this is his first day. You know, I mean, this is my role. This is the only role that I have. He just started a job, and, you know, when he gets on his feet, probably another, I don't know, 6 months or so till he's, you know, amassed enough money to move out and get an apartment. So I don't really think it's that much to ask for another 6 months.
Well, is your concern that he's going to have premarital sex at all or in your house?
Well, yeah, at all. But there's I can only do something about it, you know, from you're living in my house, so you have to live by my rules. I can't do anything when he leaves. You know, he knows how I feel. Both of my children know how I feel. But they're, you know,
I do think that there's a point where you have to stop mothering him. He's an adult, and you should have an adult relationship with your adult children.
You can't while they're living in your house. You can't. Period.
Well,
I don't think you can.
How does that translate? You know, where do I draw the line? Okay, it's okay to do it in your car or do it at her house. Should I have them at my house in the living room?
He's gonna have sex anyway. If you say to him that he's allowed to or not, he's 26-year-old dude. He's going to have sex.
That mom's doing his laundry for him. There's a part of me that just is, like, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but
I think you got to stop mothering him. He's an adult. He's a young man, and you should treat him like a young man. And like Melissa said, I think that is kicking him out of the house, like, sooner than later.
Here is Deanna. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi there. I really think that this woman is, I hate to go on about her parenting, but she's crippling him for future relationships. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yes.
He's 26 years old. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is ridiculous.
Wow.
It's like you're treating him like he's a child.
Here is Will. Good morning, Will. You're on Q100.
Yes, I think she is totally out of place. She should have never been in his car snooping around in the first place. That's his private area. And she violated that. Also, she's going to give this guy mental problems. He's going to be probably a serial killer.
Or something,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, he's going to end up hating her because, you know, he's got all this pressure. 26 years old, she should let him be a man.
Yeah, what were you doing in his car anyway?
Well, actually, mine was in the shop, and he said, "Mom, take my car." And P.S., it was right in the ashtray or whatever they call it now, you know. There were two of them in the ashtray. So it wasn't like I snooped around. There they were.
The issue's so much bigger than finding a condom or not. I mean, the issue is that you're mothering this adult man. Like, he should be an adult by now. He should be able to live on his own, pay some rent, you know, whatever he's got to do, get some roommates. Like, I wouldn't even give him the 6 months to, you know, get on his feet and blah, blah, blah. Whatever, find some roommates, whatever you got to do to get out of your mom's house. Like, it just, that's crazy.
He's 26.
What about that? How do you not think you're coddling him? I'm curious.
Well, you know what? I guess I just didn't think this way. You know, I didn't think to go this way. So you're giving me a whole new set of things to think about, and you know, it's starting to make sense. I mean, I don't know if I'd go to the complete other end. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, fortunately, I was able to keep him on my health insurance because he was home with me, you know, with the new law and everything, and that was really important. You know, God forbid anything should happen to him. I know I sound like a crazy person, crazy mother, but that's true. You want your kids to have health insurance, so you know, but you're giving me a perspective that, you know, I should probably sit down and talk to him and say, you know, you need to start looking for some roommates. And, you know, if you want to do the things you want to do in your life, you have to do them on your own.
It seriously it's taken this conversation. Like, you haven't had conversations with other mothers that are your own age that have sons or daughters. This is the first time you've ever thought about setting him free?
Well, it's not a matter of setting him. I never looked at it that way. I always looked at it like, you know, he was looking for a job. The economy stinks, and you know, we're a family. Mm-hmm. So you stay here until, you know, you're on your feet. That's what parents do. So I never really looked at it from your perspective, but it makes sense to me. You know, and I could even approach him, you know, not like I'm still coddling him, but, you know, it's time. You got the job. You know, you have a little bit of money saved up. Why don't you look for some roommates, and then you can do whatever you want with your life. You won't feel constrained by my rules.
Because I'm being realistic. I don't think you can handle him being in your home and you treating him like an adult. I mean, I'm not, you know, because the best advice would be, oh, well, let him stand on his own and you don't give him a hard time and da da da, da. But you can't. You can't do that because your views are so different than what he's obviously doing. So he's got to go.
Here is Heather. Good morning, Heather. She's 21. What's up, Heather?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, he's 26. He's going out at night already. She said he don't have a curfew. I'm just trying to say he's already doing it anyways. There's no way she's going to stop a 26-year-old guy from doing it. There's no way.
Right. And like Melissa said, or Jen said, and this is a way bigger issue than just having the sex right there. He's 26 years old. I'm a parent. And also, your first instinct, Stacey and I were just talking about this last week. Your first instinct as a parent is to always help. If your kid can't get a shirt on right, your first instinct is to grab him and help him put the shirt on. If he's falling, your first instinct is always to put your hands out and save them.
But sometimes your kids are 7 and 2.
But I'm saying what you have to do is you have to let your kid fall. You have to let him put a shirt on by himself.
Right.
You've got to do it early. You're still doing it at 26. Let me ask you, did he button his shirt this morning?
Yeah, he did.
A shirt that you washed for him,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. She washed it.
Of course. Yeah. As a parent, though, you're raising an adult. And so you're not, it's not you're raising a child and keeping the child in your life your whole, your job is to prepare them for adulthood.
And then he's almost 30.
It's too late for that.
And then go get your own life.
Yes.
You know, like you're being held back from having your own individuality because you're still pampering your 23 and 26-year-old kids.
Some of you guys are going to email me later on and you're going to say, hey, usually you have this rule on the show that you don't talk about this stuff till after 8:30. I really thought when I picked up the phone today, we were going to be talking about a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And how to deal with like a 16 or a 15-year-old when you find a condom. So, Mary, I think the general consensus is it's time to let go.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Cut the cord. Gotta grow up.
Hey, I mean, I'm amazed. Thank you so much for giving me a different perspective on this whole thing. I really appreciate it.
And think about it with your 23-year-old daughter, too. I mean, this is not just about him.
She's got to go, too.
She's an adult, too.
She got to go, too. Get him out.
Go.
You're going to enjoy the silence, I promise.
Yes.
This is The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bird Show.
All right, so you guys ready for a feel-good break here?
Let's do it.
Talk definitely. About a couple of things that might get you in good mood this week on a Monday morning.
Yes. All right.
I didn't see this last night, but I guess Extreme Home Makeover last night.
I saw it.
Did you see this?
I did. I totally forgot about it. It's a Georgia family, and I totally forgot about it until like halfway through, and we watched it. And of course, with Extreme Makeover Home Edition, you cry within 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
And so it was very, very sweet. And the home was awesome.
I didn't see this last night, but I think this two-minute piece here pretty much sums up exactly what the family's all about here. And they're from Georgia. It's not anywhere like in the Atlanta metro area.
I think it's Columbus area.
Columbus area? Okay. I think.
This is my husband, Jeremy. He is my knight in shining armor. There has always been a spot in my heart that was Jeremy's.
Jeremy and Jennifer were high school sweethearts. But Jeremy's other love was always football. Jeremy went on to play safety at the University of Memphis and to pursue his passion, coaching football.
Football is a family affair at the Williams house. We have been blessed with two wonderful children. Our oldest is 8. She is Josie. Our second child is 6, and he is Jacob. He has spina bifida. And because of that, he's paralyzed from the waist down.
My dad tells them to be strong and win the game.
For the last 8 years, Jeremy has been the head football coach at Greenville High School. But 2 years ago, Jeremy was diagnosed with ALS, a degenerative neurological disease also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
The average length of disease in most people is about 2 to 4 years. It causes progressive weakness, loss of muscle, and eventually death.
When they told me that Jeremy had ALS, I just felt like my heart had been ripped out because he has always been my knight in shining armor.
Jeremy is determined not to give up without a fight. This past year, with weakened muscles and affected speech, Jeremy only missed one practice and led his Greenville Patriots to a perfect 11-0 season.
They could see me struggling to walk or struggling to talk, just fighting through it and not giving up.
When we bought this house 13 years ago, we thought this was going to be our perfect home, but now our plan has changed.
Instead of fixing our home, our money has gone towards medical bills.
What a new home would mean for me is freedom for the two guys that I love so much.
Having a new home would mean the world to me. It would be just a sense of peace, knowing that my family is taken care of when I'm here and even when I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
They are awesome.
So what do you say? Can we do this?
Let's do it.
Well, bring it in here, people. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
So those things are like designed to make you bald.
Oh, yes. And they're and their old house like had levels to it, so they had to tear down that house and do an all one level home because he's at the point where he's sometimes standing, sometimes in a wheelchair. And of course, their son with spina bifida was in a wheelchair. And it was so sweet because they redid his practice room at the high school and all his football players were there with him. And then some of his classmates or teammates from the University of Memphis were there. It was very sweet, as all of them are. But yeah, we were crying last night.
So this is a football coach that really, really could use this house, right? And he was in this little teeny home and they do the big reveal. And now I guess it's this huge home like they do every week, right?
It's a huge home, but it's spread out one level. So it's this huge ranch. And it was beautiful and modern. And then they paid the mortgage off on the property. They paid off all his medical bills. So basically it was they took care of the family so that whenever the time comes, he doesn't have to worry about how they're going to be.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Amazing.
Here's the reveal on the show last night. And again, this is from Georgia here.
My heart was pounding. I was just so overwhelmed at the generosity of the human spirit. That so many people would come together for our little bitty family. I was so excited for that bus to move.
You guys know what to say? Say it with me. Here we go. Bus driver, move that bus!
Never forget that moment when that bus moved.
I didn't even see it, and I'm like getting all welled up right now. Like I feel like
unbelievable. Hey, so cool.
Hey Todd, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey Burt, man. First of all, love you guys' show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, we were. I was on set. My brother's construction company was the company that did the metal roof down there, and I was out of town, so I didn't get to see the show last night. I just wanted to hear everybody that got to see it and see what you guys thought about it.
We'll have a link on over to it at Q100Atlanta.com. So if you want to watch it later on today, Todd, you can go see it over there.
Awesome. Good deal. It was amazing down there. It was really, really cool. It was just awesome people down there, and it was cool to be a part of it for sure.
That's awesome, man. Okay, bye. That's fun.
Yes.
All right. So
bye-bye.
Did they have celebrities on last night's show? Did you see?
I don't know. I didn't even watch it. I just saw it on the AJC this morning, so I had him pull the auto. I didn't see the show last night.
Hines Ward was the only celebrity I saw. Oh. Of course, you know, former UGA star. He was there to congratulate him. And like I said, with other University of Memphis players that have gone on to professional careers. And it was pretty sweet.
That is cool. That show, man. I mean, just sit down and know you're gonna cry.
Oh, yeah.
At some point or another, you're going to cry.
And it's just great because so much of television is negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just neat that show show is so positive mm-hmm. and has been able to garner the ratings to keep it on television for that long.
People love it.
You know, everybody loves a feel-good show.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Bree. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I was calling to find out about Stacey's birthday weekend and how that went and if she quit smoking.
Okay.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Definitely two separate answers here. The weekend itself was fantastic. It started on Thursday night. We had a party for the kids for Stacey. Mm-hmm. And then I took her to Barnsley Gardens on Friday just to get away from everybody. No, Wednesday it started with the kids, and Thursday I took her away. Then Friday, I took a bunch of out-of-town guests to Midtown for their make sure that they don't get drunk and are feeling good for Stacey's birthday Saturday, which didn't go very well because that's just not a strong suit of mine.
I'm shocked that anybody put you in charge of that.
Yeah, and Stacey knows better than that.
Yeah, they all know better than
they
that.
They all know better than that. And then my wife turned 40 on Saturday, and I think the party went really, really well. Melissa was there, Jen was there. It was good.
It was a fun time for all.
Yes.
I am going to have to make one call today. However, there was one dramatic moment that I'm going to have to make sure it's okay today. I had a relative of our family got a little inappropriate with one of the guests.
What?
Oh, no.
Really?
Wow.
And the husband of one of the guests saw everything go on.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to have to make that call today and just make sure everybody's all right.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What about the smoking?
The smoking.
The smoking. Okay. The smoking went great. Stacey's first day not smoking was on Sunday, and last night I just checked in with her to make sure she was doing okay, and she said three different times during the day that she really wanted a cigarette, but wasn't an option for her, so she didn't smoke.
She's such a strong woman. I just have faith that she's not going to pick it back up.
She can do it.
Well, there does seem to be, this time does seem different. It really does, because she said she was going to stop smoking in the past, but she's got this mentality, man. I can see it in her eyes now, and I think it is different this time.
Good for her. Yeah, I'm very proud of her. You should be proud of her, too.
I'm so proud of my wife in so many ways you don't even know.
Well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this call today. It was really strange.
I want to know what happened.
I'm curious.
Hear
the story of what happened. Like a soap opera.
I'm going to try to be as vague as I can just so the people, because I know the people that are involved are listening.
Okay.
And I'll just say that one of our relatives was inappropriate with the wife of a guest. And the guest certainly saw what was going on.
Oh, no.
And the relative was just buzzed enough not to back down.
Was the wife accepting the invitation a little bit too much? Is that why the husband was mad?
I'm not really entirely sure.
How did you find out?
Or I am sure, and I don't want to say too much.
Who reported it? Or did you see it?
Yes.
You saw it?
Yeah, and then it was reported to me later on in the night also.
Okay.
That it actually,
boy.
So I'm just going to have to check in with this person, make sure everything was okay. But yeah, you know, I hate those calls, especially when it's not me.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing for me.
Yeah.
But
I want to know what they were doing.
I can't
we play a song or something?
Can you just blame it on tequila and move on?
I think at the end of the day that the husband of the wife is a really, really cool guy. And I think he's at the end of the day when I pick up the phone and I say, dude, is everything cool? I think he's going to say, everybody drank too much.
Sure.
It didn't even happen.
But
still, as the host, and especially because it's a family member, still got to make that call just to make sure everybody's okay. You know, And I am not looking forward to that today.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Big Mike, we need to get some advice for you, but we need you to keep it on the down low for us.
What you got?
Wendy here. We're going to be out in L.A. for the finale of American Idol, and Wendy is just vibing on Casey bad, right?
Hardcore.
And there's going to be a time over the next couple of days where they are one-on-one, probably in a professional setting, but what we're hoping to do is get some inside information from you about him that, like, only someone in his inner circle would know that she could sort of wow him with, like, a like or a passion that she could just throw out in casual conversation and be able to kind of hook him in.
Casey's an interesting dude. Casey and I were roommates for a bit.
Okay.
All right. Casey has multiple girlfriends.
Okay. All right. This was his roommate, so he's doing pretty well for himself.
Casey's all right. Casey's all right. Casey is very much into his hair.
Okay.
All right, so maybe hit him on the Juvexin level or something.
Bring some like hair product.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, how long does it take him to get ready as far as his hair goes?
Casey takes the longest to get ready of any contestant from the top 24 on.
That's funny.
It's unreal how long it takes him.
Okay, this is
good info.
This is good.
Good
info.
So
you need to be like, you know, I and like Casey, a man who takes
Casey,
care of
he, now he's my buddy, but always late.
Okay.
Right.
It drove me nuts, and I'm not the only one, but it's because he was fixing his hair, though.
Okay. I mean,
All right. This is good information.
That's something to go with right there.
Hey, The Bird Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.